Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spurs are the team to watch for Jaylen Brown. They're a contender next year if they add Jaylen to Wemby, Fox, Castle. They're a contender in the West. Celtics wouldn't do the deal without the number two pick. Dylan Harper is the name that he highlights. We've also highlighted Ace Bailey. Those are the two players at Rutgers that couldn't get Rutgers to the NCAA tournament last year.
That's a red flag for me.
It's a scarlet flag is what it is for the Rutgers players. But you wouldn't get Cooper Flag. You would get the next pick. You wouldn't get Cooper Flag. You would get a red flag in the draft. Well said. Jaylen Brown for the number two pick? No?
I'm not doing it because...
What if they throw in a Devin Vassell and or a Keldon Johnson?
Keep them both. Keep all those guys. I think it's a different story if... like the Tatum injury was a career ender, or if Tatum was a free agent in like a year or something like that, and there's uncertainty on if Tatum was ever even going to return. But in my head, Tatum's out for a year, then he comes back, and he's going to be whatever he is, 27, 28 years old, and he'll be back. Fingers crossed that he's close to what he was. I don't want Tatum returning to a team without Jaylen Brown, without Porzingis, without Holiday, probably without, definitely not Horford. And then you're like, hey, but we got you Dylan Harper, who's going to be like 19. That sounds terrible. And he might be good. Like, I do think it's a red flag that he and Bailey couldn't make the tournament. Like,
two of them,
Markel
especially.
Markel Fultz couldn't make the tournament. Ben Simmons couldn't make the tournament.
It's bad that
two of them is
one
insane.
Guy couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Two got two
That's
McDonald's
weird.
All-Americans go to a place like Rutgers. Not exactly a basketball powerhouse.
No, but who cares? Two guys.
Although, Quincy Doobie may have something to say about that. But, it's not
but
exactly.
Two guys should be able to go to Northeastern or go to, anywhere and make the tournament.
The whole, every college just about makes the tournament these days.
Right.
So how did they not get in? It's embarrassing.
So I don't love that. But let's just say even they end up being really good players. I want Tatum and Brown back together in another year. So I'm not slamming the door on every Jaylen Brown trade. We had the other, like last week, we were talking about Cooper Flagg for Jaylen Brown. I'm doing that. I like Flagg a lot more than I like the Rutgers guys. So I would do that. I also think he's going to be, like an all-star quicker than those two guys. Meaning like Tatum could return to a guy who's already like had a full season kind of playing, Derek White and a couple other guys. And by year two, maybe have a real like budding all-star at that point. That's way more appetizing than this deal. I feel like you're really, really punting on next season. And then it's like a big question mark for the following season. So I'm a no on that.
So hang on real quick.
I get why the Spurs would do it. I think for the Spurs, that would make a ton of sense.
So just because we were talking about this list yesterday, and I also would not trade Jaylen for the number two pick. Number one, Cooper Flagg, in. Looking at the rankings, we did this ringer list yesterday, and we kind of focused on it more as – well, the Celtics have six guys in the top 100, but cross Tatum off. He's 10th for some reason on this list, even though he's not going to play.
I'm not sure how they come up with a list, but whatever.
I'm sure they'll update it closer to the start of next year as well, although it was updated on...
yesterday.
Thank you. Updated on June 4th. So they still have five other guys, not named Jason Tatum, in the NBA's top 100.
Top 90.
Thank you. Jaylen's at 21 mm-hmm. all the way down to Peyton Pritchard at 89. So I just Googled it real quick, search for it real quick. Stephon Castle is 40. And it's like, you can't get Stephon Castle for Jaylen Brown, which I wouldn't even do that. I don't want Stephon Castle.
I don't either.
Rookie of the year. I like him.
But rookie of the year in a horrible rookie class.
Right. And look, I was there for the Wemby game last year, Bragg.
Wow.
And Castle was really good in that game. I like Stephon Castle, but I don't want him for Jaylen Brown. I'd mm-hmm. rather have Jaylen Brown. I don't want the number two pick for Jaylen Brown. But what interests me about that commentary from Chris Mannix is that there's a team to watch for Jaylen Brown. Like, what? Why?
Yeah.
Why is there a team to watch? Why is there a Jaylen Brown sweepstakes? Why are we gaming all of this out? And so how serious are the Celtics about fielding offers for Jaylen Brown? He had another comment here, and I'll pull it up for you.
But ask yourself something
along the lines of, like, the whole NBA is just waiting to see how deep the cuts are going to go. Here you go. Right. Teams are waiting to see just how deep the cuts Boston is going to cuts with Boston are going to go. That's what Mannix said yesterday. So teams are waiting. They're like, are we talking about Sam Hauser? Are we talking about Drew Holiday and Porzingis? Are we talking about Jaylen? I mean, teams right. are lining up waiting for that. And Mannix told you there's a team to watch, which means to me on some level, the Celtics are considering moving Jaylen Brown.
So Brad Stevens is, you know, had this job for a couple of years. He's made a lot of trades and he's won all of them, right? Like, pretty much. I think he's won all of his trades. Like, you can go back and look at him and be like, oh, well, Aaron Nesmith's like a good player.
Yeah, that's
like,
one.
I think if you do like the butterfly effect and sort of like where that trade then led to whatever, I think he's done a really good job with the roster. However, do you think Jaylen Brown is somebody that he would trade with everything going on right now with Tatum? I feel like this guy, he's had Brown's entire career. Either he's coached him or he's been in the front office. And there have been Kevin Durant. He wouldn't trade him for Kevin Durant. Now he's going to trade him for Stephen Castle.
It's a good point.
So I don't think
so. Or Ace Bailey or Dylan Harper.
I don't think so.
Or no. Ace, what's his name?
Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey.
No. Okay, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
So he's going to, whatever. Right. This is a good point, though. Yeah. He wouldn't trade him for Durant. He wouldn't trade him for Jimmy Butler, Paul George, whatever million names we've gone over the years, most of which I would have done. Guilty hands up.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you're trading him for the number two pick, and it's not Cooper Flagg?
I don't think so. And you could argue that, the Tatum injury might change the equation a little bit. But if he's coming back, and both guys will still be under 30 when he returns, I'm not running away from it and trying to grab the second pick in the draft.
Me neither. Text line puts it well. Guys, if Jaylen's so valuable, why are we always trying to get rid of him?
I've kind of stopped. I was early on in his career. The last 2 years, I've not been involved. I stopped with the Kevin Durant thing even a couple of years ago. I was like, I'm keeping Jaylen Brown. I just think the Tatum injury, and then just because we were playing GM, and you're like, all right, if the Mavericks moved on from number one, would you do it? You're like, okay, well, now you're talking about one of the most valuable pieces just based on age, contract, and everything else, like in the NBA. Like, that's going to be one of the more valuable players. And he could end up being a bust or whatever, but Cooper Flagg going into next year, because that Ringer top 100 is just like how they rank the players. Simmons always does every year his like
trade value.
That's a different chart, right? Yep. Like, that's not a power ranking as much, because you might have an older player ranked way lower. Cooper Flagg's going to be towards the top of the whole thing.
He will be, and Jaylen will be way lower on that list than on the player list.
Right.
Because of the money he makes and, you know, age and everything else. So, no, I think part of the reason for years and years I was on board anyway with trading Jaylen Brown is because I wasn't sure it was going to work with him and Tatum. Then it did. So I backed off it as well. But Cooper Flagg, I think, is a different level of prospect. And I think the Tatum injury complicates some of that too. Mm-hmm. It's like, what's it going to look like when Tatum comes back? So I'm not itching to trade him. I'm not doing it for the number two pick. You can throw in all your Devin Vassell and Keldon Johnsons that you want. I don't even want Stephon Castle, who apparently the Spurs wouldn't put on the table. But Mannix does think there is a team to watch in the Jaylen Brown sweepstakes, which means on some level the Celtics are listening. So what do you make of that? You can jump in. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone. Sorja Mansfield waiting patiently on the Red Sox. Go ahead, Sorja.
Jones and Keith, how are we today?
Excellent. Very good.
Just really quick here, just want to hit you with some next-gen analytics. So Red Sox lead the league in one-run losses with 17. And also, they were 500 this year through 64 games, 32-32. And my concern with this Red Sox team is, you know, they played a lot of horrible teams this kind of first third of the season, right? And this is where their schedule really picks up. And like you guys said earlier, it's just like every single time the team is trying to pick some momentum up, they just can't do it. So what I would say is Red Sox are off today. Let's debrief and let's spank the Yanks this weekend. You guys have a great day.
Okay.
Thank you. Well said.
Don't look that up on a work computer.
No.
But I he lost me a little bit when he said they were 32-32. Did he say last year? They're 30-34 right now. So I don't quite know what he was saying.
Well, I guess, I don't know. It is somewhat similar to last year. It's a little worse.
But your point, Keith, and you've been on a similar point to him, not the spank the Yanks part.
Well, no, I agree with that.
But you've been on a similar track as him with they're fattening up on or should
no,
be
they
fattening
should
up
be. They're missing out
on a bad schedule.
Yeah. No, they're going to, depending on how the season goes. I mean, they might be 8 games out of the playoffs. And we don't even look back on it. But if they end up being a couple games out of the playoffs, like you'll definitely look back at the stretch of games against the Orioles and the White Sox, even this Angels team. I mean, they've played a lot of bad teams so far. I think the first month they had the easiest schedule. That may have balanced out. I think I heard recently it's maybe like third or fourth worst, whatever it is. Like,
yeah, but it still blows.
It's bad team. Yeah. You played a lot of bad teams. Like this weekend, it'll change. You know, 3 games with the Yankees, that'll start to change some of the your opponent's winning percentage. But to this point, it's been one of the easiest schedules in baseball.
They were 32-32 on June 7th last year.
Last year is what he said. Sorry, so I missed what he said. I'm sorry. So a year ago, that's where they're at. So they're behind last year's pace,
which is still wild because you added a
last year
Cy Young winner.
After the trade deadline or All-Star break or whatever, they were like 10 games over 500. At one point last year.
Yeah.
Actually, if I wanted to go to June 5th, so exactly a year ago, they were 31-31.
Okay.
So they're 500 on this date. And now
they lost 2 out of 3 to the White Sox.
And they were, by the way, eventually a 500 team. Even though they went north and they went some games over 500, they finished 81-81. So if you want to play that out, this team's trending towards a fourth place finish and way out of the playoffs if they maintain this pace.
I think they're as close to the second wild card as they are to last place in the division. Like they're and the whole American League is kind of down, right? Like I mean the Tigers are playing really, really well. But the American League's not great, and they're still looking up at everybody.
So tell me if you disagree with this. I don't think there's much buzz yet for Red Sox-Yankees. It starts tomorrow. I don't think there's much buzz for it.
No, I agree.
By the time we show up on Monday, though, because I think the days of like,
especially
my God.
Start stealing some signs.
Well, oh my God, it's Red Sox-Yankees. It's appointment television. You have to watch. I think those days have been gone for a while, and they're not coming back. But once they actually start playing them, and, you know, you see how the weekend goes.
They're still good.
I think on Monday there will be some buzz with Red Sox-Yankees. I don't think there's much yet. I don't even think tomorrow there will be.
You know who helped it, honestly?
The anticipation of the games is very different than the actual watching and reacting to the games.
You know who helped it was Verdugo. Verdugo was this, like, little annoying,
he's such a clown. Yeah,
and
no,
he's like,
it's good
slow
to have
trot,
him.
And it's over. But he was, like, a good villain. Like, you hated him.
Good villain. He's very hated.
So you don't have that. That's too bad. Also,
yeah, him and Garrett Crochet. I mean, sorry, not
Cole.
Cliche, Garrett Cole.
I was just saying, same
I can't
with
do names today.
Same, take a lap, Nick. Same with Cole. Cole's another guy that, you know, Devers owns Cole. Cole always has these things to say in the post game and gets smoked by the Red Sox. As good as he is, like, you know, Cy Young winner, he can't beat the Red Sox. He adds more juice to it. So you don't have Cole, you don't have Verdugo. I mean, looking at the pitching matchups, you do have Crochet on Saturday, so that helps. But I mean, the Yankees aren't trotting out anybody that you're excited about.
No. No.
With his mid 5-year ERA, doesn't do it for you tomorrow.
Yeah, no, you'd expect
him. Bueller though, Spider-Man meme.
That's true.
Although he did own the Yankees in the World Series last year.
Okay, so maybe that'll carry over.
The ship has sailed on Walker Bueller. I kind of tried to talk myself into it. That one sailed.
Yeah.
Text line. Couple of thoughts here on getting the number one pick.
Okay.
This is actually all a ploy to get Nico Harrison to take Dylan Harper and for Cooper Flagg to fall to the Spurs at number 2. Not
the Spurs
bad.
Are like trade back.
Yeah.
Trade back.
Yeah.
No, trade back.
No, just like creating hype for Dylan Harper so that they'll trade back.
Yep.
I also like this. Trade Jalen for number 2, then flip the number 2 pick along with Holiday and Porzingis for number 1. Dallas might be dumb enough to do it.
Well, I mean, I don't rule anything out with Dallas.
You definitely don't.
They traded Luka Doncic, for God's sakes. For a guy who's hurt all the time.
So you can weigh in on this. 617-779-7937. We'll talk to Brad Foe about Red Sox and Yankees coming up at 11:30. So about 15 minutes from now, he joins us every Thursday at 11:30. Later on this hour, Stanley Cup final thoughts. Game 1, pretty entertaining last night. I think Brad Marchand kind of, sort of, apologized to Rich Keefe. So we'll get to that. Real quick.
Yeah.
Aaron Schatz?
Huh?
Schatz.
There it is.
Is that what it is?
Well, that's how it's spelled.
I thought it was like shot.
I mean, I'm not a huge pronunciation guy. I screw up a lot of things, but That's what it looks like to me.
He gave his rankings worst to first in the NFL, all the last place teams, the ones most likely to move to first place. He has the Patriots third.
Okay.
Out of eight teams behind San Francisco, which I think would be the obvious one.
Sure.
And the Chicago Bears. He writes, with all the added talent plus simple regression to the mean, the Patriots are almost guaranteed to be better off than a year ago. They also have an easy schedule that ranks 28th based on average projected DVOA of their opponents.
Like that.
Red Sox can't fatten up on a schedule. Maybe the Patriots can.
Maybe they can. That's why our win total is so high for next year.
He says the problem in winning the division isn't the new faces, it's the old faces, namely the ones wearing Buffalo uniforms.
Yeah, yeah,
Josh
yeah,
Allen, Christian Benford, Matt Milano.
Yeah, I get it.
Per FPI, the Bills have the best chance to win their division of any NFL team, 65%, making it much more likely the Patriots are shooting for a wild card bid. I think that's fair. I mean, the Patriots, I guess they could go worst to first. We saw Washington do it. We've seen Houston do it just in the last couple of years. So, I mean, I guess they could do that. But I care more about them gunning for a wild card spot than whether or not they win the AFC East.
Well, I mean, it's back-to-back four-win seasons. So can they go, even if they go to eight wins, it'd be under what we think, but that's doubling your win total from a year ago. Like, that's a pretty big step forward, which I think they can do. I mean, it's not perfect. I mean, they have plenty of issues surrounding the team right now. But they did add a lot of talent free agency. The draft is TBD, as it is every single year. But they do play all the teams that we were looking at last year that were fighting. We're like, all right, where are they going to be picking in the draft? All those teams around them, they play all those teams. And so Vegas already put out that number that they're going to be favored. And obviously things change with injuries and whatever else. But as of right now, they're the favorite in 11 games.
Crazy.
So we're even saying they lose a game or two of those that they're favored in, which is football. So it's not outrageous to think they have 9 or 10 wins. But yeah, like taking over first place doesn't really matter. Also might be a little out of reach.
Here's the full list. San Fran 1, Chicago 2, Patriots 3.
So I agree with that. Do you agree with that, Chicago over New England as a chance? Or do you say Chicago's, you know, division's maybe even tougher?
Well, it is a tougher division. I also believe more in May.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And Caleb Williams. So,
what about Ben Johnson?
Chicago has a better roster, and I do believe more in Ben Johnson than Vrabel, but we've never seen him do it.
I think their offense will be better.
I think I would argue Patriots too.
Okay, because I think the Patriots defense will be better than the Bears defense. I think the offense will be better for Chicago.
They should absolutely be behind San Fran, although San Fran moving off piece. I mean, Deebo Samuel gone.
True.
They should be getting McCaffrey back, but they're making some changes as well.
Brock Purdy, though. They locked him up.
They did.
But I don't know. I mean, when you look at the divisions, because if they're saying the reason why the Patriots can't go from worst to first because of the Bills, you could make that same case with the teams in the Bears division, and they're actually deeper. But I also think Detroit's going to be worse than Buffalo is. I think Detroit's more likely to get knocked off of their pedestal.
So I'd argue Patriots over Chicago. The other teams, New Orleans 4, Tennessee 5, which seems high, Vegas 6, which seems low, Giants 7, Cleveland 8.
Yeah, I would probably flip the Raiders and the Titans, but other than that, I think the list's decent.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.